You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Let's talk to our traffic diva, Chris, who waltzed in yesterday and was expressing a tinge of regret. I don't think it was a lot of regret. I think it was a tinge of regret for something that she had done. And as we kind of chatted about it off the air, I said, I think we might need to do an intervention on the air. Because the problem that you have, Chris, as wonderful as you are, is a problem that I think a lot of our listeners are dealing with, either because they're just like you or they're in a relationship with someone just like you. Mm-hmm. Would you like to explain to our listeners what it is that you did?
Yes, I will. Well, my husband, Tim, and I have been married 9 years, and we've had a very trusting and honest and open relationship. And it wasn't until the other day that I had this little physical and emotional and psychological twinge of doubt. Do you know what I mean? In our relationship. So what I did is I snooped on his Facebook page. Okay. I went to his friends list and I started scrolling down, checking out all the women and see, you know, to make sure that I knew who they were and how his relationship was with them. And there was probably like four or five women on his friends list that I don't know who they are. And they're very young and attractive women. And I started getting really freaked out about it. And I didn't even tell you guys this the other day. And I didn't even tell Tim this either. But after that, I snooped through his drawers too.
Oh my God, Chris.
You're a snoopy snooper, too.
I did. I did. And I felt, I didn't find anything, thank goodness. Because what if I had? That's bad behavior.
Why are you doing this to yourself, Chris?
I know.
Come
on. First of all, you just lied to us because you said, a few days ago this happened. This has been going on for over a month.
Well, the feeling has, but the snooping actually didn't manifest until a couple days ago.
But the insecurity has been our friend for a few months now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Has your husband done anything to plant these seeds of doubt? In other words, is he coming home late smelling of perfume? Is he calling at the last minute and saying he's got a, quote, errand to run? Is he doing anything to plant seeds?
No, he's not, Dom, but I like the concept of blaming him.
Because
so
it's you.
You're just doing this for fun. You're just scrolling through.
No way. You know what? But it's
what
like,
are you
a, it's like
for?
A physical feeling. So I can't, it's like something that was just driving me. It wasn't like, I'm kind of bored and I'm going to just go look at his Facebook
page. Are you wanting to sit him down and question him about the women on his Facebook list?
Right, because that won't be awkward.
Well, I've done that before when a strange woman has commented on one of his posts. So I'm not afraid to do
that.
Like, who? Yeah. Who's Becky?
Chris, these could just be students. Tim teaches and stuff in the afternoon, too, doesn't he? At the broadcasting. They could be students.
Okay, that doesn't make me feel any better.
Young, hot, sexy
Young,
students.
Hot students?
Just looking for extra credit.
No. La,
no
I'm
big
not
deal.
Listening to you.
They
Chris.
Are hot for teacher.
No big deal.
You guys, you're not helping.
You are ruining your relationship.
Oh, ouch.
You're ruining your relationship because this insecurity, this neediness, it's not attractive. It's not a good color on your sweetheart. And you are smart and you are beautiful and you are loyal and your heart is like gold.
Keep going.
And I don't know why you would think that he could be swept away by some young, pretty student who knows nothing about life.
The Beatles.
When you are his woman.
Well,
that's all beautiful
that.
And everything too, but you should just, you know, flipping flopping here. You could look at the guys too. You don't know if Chris could be or Tim could be
He's
checking out the guys.
Well,
it could be one
way,
of those scenarios where you find out later that your husband's gay too.
Hey, no, it's happened, you know, for people. And either way, you know, it's just like
be afraid.
I don't want to risk losing. Here's the deal. I used to be the woman who was like, you know what? If you decide to leave me, too bad for you, because it's just what you said. I used to walk around with that confidence, you know, off the charts. But then this happened, and I really don't know why. To go back to your question, Dom, it's not something that Tim is doing, I don't think.
Are you texting him a lot? Like, you know, I don't want to ever lose you. You're...
Yeah.
Are you doing
I
that whole
math?
You're driving your...
Needy girls.
Tell you right now, you're driving your husband nuts.
So, and here's the other thing. These... it doesn't matter if a girl is 22 years old and she could be a size 2 with huge jugs, perfect skin, incredible teeth. Wow. She could be a knockout, right?
Is she
right?
On Tim's
I
page?
Saw her on his page.
If can we hire
she's,
her?
If she's I'm like, look at those jugs.
If she's cray cray and if she's looking at it through his drawers and going through his Facebook and if she's kind of being a little like you right? are, no man is going to want to be with her. No, we'll take a genuine woman over a crazy hottie any day.
Okay, so that's why I came in here when I initially brought it up. I was like, has anybody ever done this before or am I crazy?
Would you like for me to extend the invitation to our listeners to call in and talk about their experience with going
being
out
crazy?
Because I know what, you know, Emily can say all these things, but there's been times when Emily's been extremely jealous too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You got to own it, but I don't make it last for months,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, and it's the thing, you know, has he done anything to cause this? That's always key with me. Mm-hmm. Did they do something that planted a seed of doubt in your head? And that's why I always suggest to couples is like, don't do anything that would cause your partner to have doubts. It's just, you know, don't do that kind of stuff. Don't put yourself in a position that would cause doubt. And if he hasn't done it, there's something in you that we've got to discover what this is.
Maybe I want to cheat.
Uh-oh.
Oh, let's go through your friends list.
There it is.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are actually going to ask our listeners, if they want to jump in on this intervention and have a few words of wisdom for you, would you be okay with that?
I would be. I want to know if it's okay, like, is it okay to do that as a spouse?
Do I have a Facebook right to page know? And
go through their drawers.
I'm looking through his friends right now, and there is some pretty ladies on there. I might friend them.
Yeah, because Facebook life is real life. We all know
it
that.
Is.
You know, and before we go, we've got jammed phone lines. Before we go to the lines, I do want to say one thing. That for years on this show, we would really bust Jeremy for all the snooping he did with his wife, Nicole.
Yeah, in the beginning, I totally
you
did.
You were very insecure, and you were snooping at all. You hacked into her email.
Correct, and went through some pictures and stalked her.
And you're telling me you don't do this anymore.
No, I really don't. No,
really
that was 13 years ago.
Here's Peter on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
What would you like to say to Chris?
Well, I don't think she's very crazy, and I say this from personal experience. My ex, I had gotten engaged to her, and now she had given me kind of reason to be, I guess, snooping, so I guess that's the difference there. However, I did find out that she actually had been cheating on me.
So you're just saying that this is some sort of instinct that you're feeling. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think it's not a bad thing to go with your gut and, you know, just to be safe. But at the same time, you know, you still want to confront that person directly and tell them, you know, why you might be feeling that way.
Mm.
And with my current relationship now, you know, I gave her knowledge of that past relationship, and now she actually tells me, you know, keep my Facebook open on your phone at all times so that there's no suspicion. There's, you know, so you know I'm not hiding.
Right. So she, but Peter, we got to run. Wow. Thank you for your call. So keep the Facebook open so she can do all the other stuff on Twitter and Instagram.
But the, right. what, yeah, right. Well, that's the thing too. It's like, okay, well, I know you're smart enough not to put your mistress's Facebook on your page.
Tim is in a new relationship.
He doesn't even use Facebook.
Well, he does a bit.
Let's move on to Lala on the line. Hello, Lala.
Hi.
What do you want to say to Chris?
Okay, my only thing I got to say is that when you've, like, met, you said that you was confident, you didn't care about if he was there, and, you know, that was a part that he fell in love with you for, you know? So you should always keep that because, you know, that's going to always, you know, it's going to get you through life, really. You know what I'm saying? But if you have a feeling that someone may be stepping out of their relationship, maybe they have or haven't, maybe they're thinking about it, you should just, be cordial, be coy, you know, act like everything's fine, but still kind of be like, you know,
keep my eyes open.
Keep one eye on him, though, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If something comes out, then you're like, then you know for sure, because, I don't know, I think, honestly, if I think that someone's cheating, if I think that they are, then they probably have, or, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes
really?
People don't
even
think that
it?
You just slept with somebody.
Well, hold on a second, Lala. Instinct. Hold on, slow down. Let's go back to the first thing. I want to leave your call with the way you started it, which was telling Chris that Tim fell in love with her confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like that. Lala, have a great day.
All right.
Thanks for being on
the show. Fell in love with his new girlfriend's body, though.
Oh, Jeremy.
Here comes Claire. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. I just have to say that I was in a relationship. It wasn't marriage. It wasn't an engagement. But this happened to me. I snooped, and he straight up lied to me. So I'd say trust your instinct, because when people in relationships feel like this, it's usually with good measure, but you're still in a marriage. Like, I heard that love is knowing the password to your spouse's phone. So there should still be total transparency.
Do you have Tim's password to his phone?
No.
You don't?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. No, but I've never asked for it.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd need it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I was in a trusting relationship until like a couple months ago. And then
until Crazy Chris showed up.
Hey, Claire, thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Love is knowing your spouse's phone code. Like, what a world we live in that is the truth.
Time for one more. It's David. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning.
What's the words of wisdom you have for sweet Chris?
I think that it's a little bit of maybe genetic or just anxious thinking.
Oh, okay. Like anxiety.
It's just anxiety. Like, it's normal. Not everyone has it, but what happens is you like attach, like thoughts are passing through your mind all the time, and some are fearful thoughts. Usually you let them pass through, but if you have a little bit of anxiety for whatever reason, maybe it's work, maybe it's whatever, then you just attach to it.
Yeah,
you're kind of talking yourself into it. Kind
we get
of.
Into right. this perpetual think, motion mm-hmm. machine thing.
You're attracting it all now.
Yeah.
Thoughts are things.
And if something happens, because you're coming at it from a tinted view,
sure.
you'll attach some sort of, like he might be doing something that's completely innocent, but because you're in this weird space, you attach.
Oh, that's happening.
You know,
daily.
Something to it. Like, oh, why is he doing that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where, like, what's a year that? Ago, you wouldn't have thought twice about it.
Exactly. It's a vitamin deficiency or something.
You're low
no,
on iron.
No, I'm kind of feeling that what he's saying there. It's like an anxious thought.
I'm actually seeing Tim mm-hmm. today. I'm seeing him this afternoon. Do you want me to straight up ask him?
Yeah, ask him.
Are you cheating on Chris? Like, I'll write it on a piece of paper, like a check box, like check yes or no
right.
if you're cheating on
like
Chris.
Grade. Like, yeah? Chris is going to let you alone in a room with Tim.
Thank you so much to everybody who called and participated. How do you feel right now?
I feel a little bit better. I feel like I'm not alone.
Let me just throw this in. I haven't seen Tim for probably, I don't know, a couple of months now. Mm-hmm, but the last time I saw him was when you two were together. And he could not have looked more in love with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's. I hope it's just
He's
not
such
a cover.
Good actor.
Yeah. Oh, bless your little heart. Can we do a follow-up maybe in about a month?
Yes,
assuming you guys are still together.
Oh!
Let me just say, because you allowed yourself to be, a party to an intervention, I think there are literally thousands of our listeners who are not ever going to call in, but they're listening, and what you were talking about resonated with them because they've mm-hmm. gone through this or are currently going through it, and so you kind of took a bullet for everybody. And I think a lot of people listening probably feel a little bit better after knowing that they're not the only one to have these recurring thoughts.
Right. Well, it helped me, and it's clearly not good for a relationship.
Or
so
we planted the seed
to
today
stop.
For a lot of people to
True.
Go look
like,
at their
hey,
SO's friend list.
Right.
Dun, dun, oh dun.
There's Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter.
Read a book.
Interest.
Coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Email.
Ashley Madison.
Phone.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.